Navy veteran and registered nurse Tom Goyette said the urgency comes because if construction doesn't start by 2019, the land donated by Don Harrington will revert back to the family.
We're at a point where if we don't get it done this session, all the work going to get this built is wasted.
He said the state and local match for the facility has been met. The VA authorized funding for the project, and it's on the VA's priority list. All that's missing to begin construction is that federal money. Backers of the bill are asking the state for a loan that would be repaid when that federal money finally arrives. The history for a Southwest Montana veterans home actually goes back to 1993. During that legislative session, lawmakers approved money for a facility, but the bill was amended with the sponsor's blessing to move the veterans home to Glendive because a need was greater in eastern Montana at the time, although there was the understanding that veterans in Southwest Montana would in the future get their facility. So debate began in earnest during the 2009 session, after a site in Butte was selected, and the design called for a more homey, cottage-like environment that would house five individuals. Senator Dwayne Ankeny, a Vietnam veteran, said it was designed with a younger veteran in mind.
The veteran that's maybe only 25 years old. The IEDs being deployed in these combat zones leaves us with an entirely different veteran. This home is needed.
The Republican from Colstrip said the time for debate is over. In past legislatures, even opponents agreed a facility was needed, but they insisted it should be paid with cash on hand, not borrow through bonding. Thus, an ideological debate that's cast the recent pall over an infrastructure bill, which irks Ankeny, a former chair of the House Appropriations Committee.
And if we can find money for everything else, that we don't owe anything to, we certainly should be able to find money for veterans that we owe everything.
And veteran Melvin Kininger called out those who think saying thank you to a veteran is enough.
And if you turn this bill down and don't work toward this Montana veterans home, you're basically telling them their service didn't count.
The loan for this facility is among the infrastructure projects in House Bill 14, commonly called the bonding bill. Other capital projects vying for funding include the Montana Heritage Center and Romney Hall at Montana State University. The Appropriations Subcommittee considering this bill is scheduled to vote February 9th. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the State Capitol.